Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
Delaney, good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, let's just get straight into it. What are you eating?
What am I eating?
Yeah, what's happening?
I'm currently still full of fish and chips and cheesecake and champagne from last night.
Oh.
That was good. yeah, so that Sara Lee cheesecake was actually a Bavarian raspberry and white chocolate with chocolate chunks. It actually said smooth and crunchy in a little pink, like, starburst sign on the box.
In case you were thinking, I might bypass that Bavarian. Oh, but it's smooth and crunchy.
Yeah.
Two textures.
I'm fascinated by but advertising on food that says that sort of stuff.
So like, good.
The it's best taste ever.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, so that was good. And we had a question this week from a listener.
Yes.
About BYOs in Auckland, which I think we've touched on a few months ago, but it's a hot topic. Yeah, it is a hot topic. It's always on people's minds where they can take their $10 bottle of wine and eat a meal.
It stands for bring your own, doesn't it?
It does stand for bring your own. Yes, bring your own.
Which is a really weird sort of terminology, because normally restaurants sort of have a classier terminology than that. Yeah, like it should have a word.
Mm.
Should have a word like, oh, it's a desertant restaurant. Mm.
You know, maybe there is one.
Yeah.
But, the easier to remember one is BYO.
Mm. Yeah. So I've been having a think about good BYOs. The thing is now is that there's quite a few restaurants that do reasonably priced drinks. So it doesn't feel as, you can still get a good meal and maybe have a couple. But, there's nothing like a big BYO where everyone's got, a bottle of wine.
And a good hard corkage fee.
Yeah, well.
Ah, corkage, yeah.
Don't corks anymore.
Well, yeah, there's that too. Anyway.
Bung fee. Rubber bung fee.
Ooh. Screw top
fee. Cap fee.
Cap fee. Uncapping.
It's just a BYO fee, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of my all-time faves is Sri Penang on K Road.
Yeah.
Malaysian. Just absolutely delicious. Delicious Malaysian food.
Room for a cask of wine and a crepe.
Yeah,
my flatmates have literally bought a cask of wine into Sri Penang before.
Have they really?
Yeah.
That's the other thing with BYO is that most of them are just wine. But you hear of the odd place that's just a
free for all,
alcoholic free for all.
I'm not a drinker, so what are the parameters? At a BYO, what do you take? How low can you take sherry?
I don't think anyone's going to stop you.
Port or sherry?
I don't think you can. Well, you're not meant to take spirits, surely.
Yeah, it's supposed to be wine. But
so can't take like.
Most places
are a thing. Yeah, Bailey's in a big thing of Fanta.
BYO wine only. But I heard of a place in Dunedin that was anything, and people would like take a keg and then just
to keep warm.
Sit around and eat average Chinese food.
Wheel the keg in there.
Anyway,
a seat for the keg, please. Yeah.
Sri Penang's always a good one.
Classy, yes.
I love Malaysian food, so that's that one. And then I actually struggled a little bit. I was sort of like, gosh, I haven't actually been frequenting BYOs that often. But
does it turn you off? Does it sometimes turn you off the idea that it's a BYO?
I don't think so. I think for a while it was like, I think that a lot of the restaurants struggled because they sort of had this influx of young people who were just getting raucously drunk on a Friday or Saturday night.
Cool.
And, and then like the food was kind of just this, it was more like a place for people to go to drink rather than a restaurant experience.
We'll just get some entrees.
Yeah. And so I think, people cottoned onto that and had like minimum spends and all that kind of thing. But you've got your classics as well, Canton Cafe in Kingsland. That's still going.
Yeah. It's shut.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. That's no good.
I know, it's terrible.
Really? Oh, dear.
Best salt and pepper squid ever.
Well, it had been a while since I went there, but I thought I drove past it recently. But
I think the signs are still up, but when I walk past all the... it's either shut or it's undergoing renovation because all the tables and chairs had gone.
Right, well, lucky you're here. there's the Dominion Road Strip.
Can you bring your own, fizzy drink?
No.
Or fruit juice?
No.
This probably precludes you from bringing spirits.
Water? So. Can you bring your own water? God, people need water.
Well, there's nothing to stop you having a bottle of water in your bag, but no, most places have to provide water.
Okay, so why not a bottle of fruit juice in your bag or a bottle of...
Well, the whole thing with BYO is that, you pay the corkage fee and then you've got your bottle of wine.
I'm just checking the boxes.
But But some fancy restaurants do a BYO night, you know, with the idea that people that have these really fancy cellars of wine want to drink it with beautiful restaurant-made meal, which I always thought was quite funny too.
Just come in with your Corbins.
Sarah's just doing some research on Canton.
I don't want to say it's closed when it's actually not. Facebook reviews.
Thai.
They're real people do their reviews.
They are real.
Thai food is always a winner. I mean, often they are these sort of really, you know, good. There's like Thai or Malaysian or sort of lots of good Asian food is often BYO. I sort of feel like I've exhausted the question. And
all right, okay, I've got a question for you then, Delaney. There'll be a few people out there today going, oh, that was a poor choice of restaurant last night. Oh, that was a real, real shitter.
And why did I spend $50 on roses?
Yeah, well, yeah, but let's keep it on food.
Sorry, yes, yeah.
Let's not the skullduggery that goes on in the florist industry. after the fact, what would have been your suggestion for a best restaurant for Valentine's Day?
I'm a huge campaigner of stay at home.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is stupid. That's why.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but I mean, yes, Valentine's Day is stupid, but also...
But people do find themselves going out for dinner on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but also,
so those people that find themselves in that position, Delaney, yes, as our food reporter, food expert, where do you advise?
I would say...
It was a complete bummer last night, and then where to now?
Go to your favourite place.
Great advice.
Go to your favourite, go to just somewhere comfortable and like don't do anything too out there. Don't, you know, put heaps of pressure on it. Just think of somewhere that you love, you know, whether that's your favourite dumpling place, you know, your favourite noodles or you go your local pizza or whatever.
Chasing a food truck somewhere.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, food truck and, you know, go. I mean, it wasn't really picnic weather last night because it was raining. I think, wasn't it? Yeah.
It also wasn't fireworks weather.
No. But keep it, you know, keeping it comfortable is key. I think so often, especially with like anniversaries and birthdays as well, people put all this pressure on a restaurant and actually...
You don't see at restaurants anymore, people jumping out of cakes.
Yeah, bring it back. Yeah. Bring it back. But I think, go to your favourites. Go with what you know. When I was a waitress, when I was at university...
You jumped out of a cake?
I jumped out of a cake. Yes. No, I didn't. But I worked Valentine's Day and it was full of couples that just looked really bored and like they never went out for dinner and that they were just...
They're listening right now.
Themselves.
They're listening right now.
And high expectations and you're only going to be a little bit disappointed and then...
Yeah. But, you know, us group of waitresses working had a great time and everyone left at sort of 9 o'clock and there was no turnover of tables because no one thought that they could get a booking. And so we then just, you know, got on the bubbles all together and had a great night. But there is a lot of pressure. And I remember reading a food writer a few years ago who was sort of on the same...
Was it Nigella? No, it wasn't Nigella.
But along the same lines, you know, like just removing that pressure from a already, you know, like a special occasion. You don't have to spend money to have a good time is the key, I think. And so just... You know, think about what your favourite food is or what you'd really want to do rather than what you think you should do or where you should be seen or anything like that.
All right, let's finish up with a round of what's hot.
What's hot?
Veggies, fruits.
Stone fruit, still so good. So much, so many plums. Made a whiskey plum cake the other day, just soaked some plums in a little bit
every
of whiskey.
Week, every week you come in with some strong liquor-related...
One for you.
I just took the edge off with a tablespoon. Also,
hey, I've got a great story. Do you know what Julia Child did before she was a chef?
What?
This is really, really good. You know who Julia Child is, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Julia Child would have spoken like this. Yeah. I don't know if it was...
Doyen of French Cooking.
I don't know if it was in that movie.
The film?
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie. She worked... She was a spy for the Navy.
Really?
That's awesome.
And she developed... Because they had these... during the war, they had these underwater bombs that would keep going off because sharks would swim into them or swim past them. And she developed some, like, shark repellent, which is basically smelt like a dead shark. And she developed that, and they put it near the bombs, and the sharks would keep away.
That's incredible.
That's so cool.
What a legend!
That is her awesome. First recipe.
She mastering the art of French cooking, taught herself to cook.
Yeah, that was before that.
Amazing.
She's a spy.
What a legend!
Developing shark repellent for underwater bombs.
That is good.
Very cool, because she's too tall to do anything else in the military. No, 6'2".
Wow.
That's apparently too tall to do any military work.
Far out.
Yeah.
I've just had a tip come in on the BYO thing, Mr. Zoo, which is dumplings. Ooh. That's in New Lynn, I believe, if you want to mission out to the suburbs.
I tried doing dumplings the other night and found a lot of them closed when I was looking. I can't remember what that
was. What time was that?
It was in the afternoon sometime.
Yeah. Spicy House is my go-to with dumplings on Dominion Road. We've talked about that before.
Mine's Aiden Noodle.
Yeah, okay, right. Aiden Noodle is good. But yeah, also, lots of great produce still, late summer. Bit of rain, but, you know, don't think that's having much of an effect. Still,
What do you want to steer away from? What's starting to turn?
Probably it's the end of the sweet corn.
I'm having good corn, actually.
You're still having good corn?
Yeah,
still
eating
good corn. I had avocados are so hit and miss, but I was out in Glen Innes the other day, and they were 49 cents.
Yeah, man.
There's a glut in Glen Innes of avocados,
there
obviously.
There is, yeah. That was the other thing I was going to talk about. That was book club, and we did snacks for dinner, which is one of my other favourite ways to eat dinner. So half an avocado, pot all of hummus, veggie chips, cheese and crackers.
That's Sarah S.
Bowl of grapes, bowl of blueberries, bliss balls, banana bread, cake. It was a glorious time.
Just, you know, when the cutting board's not big enough, just use the table.
Yep, absolutely. I'm with you.
Okay, right on. Thank you, Delaney.
Nom, 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 nom.
You guys just went right there, didn't you? Right to the place. Thank you.